Danny, how do you feel? Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, just immensely proud. Proud of the players. I thought they've been incredible. Been relentless. You know, to play 60 games and to have the season that we've had with the FA Cup run and the FA Trophy run and still be able to win our last seven games says a lot about their will. You know, skill's important in football, but it's not as important as the will. And their will was incredible. Delighted for the supporters. I watched the game of them 6 years ago against Aldershot, and I saw the pain on their faces, and I knew what the football club meant to them. And we were really determined, Nicky and I, after watching that film in the summer, that video in the summer, to try to put some smiles on their faces, and I'm so proud we've been able to do that.
And it went all the way again, almost. You had to do it the hard way.
Yeah, from behind again. Yeah, we had to dig in again, dig deep, but we know we can go long in games. We're physically strong, we're mentally tough, and we've got an unbelievable support behind us.
And it's a measure that Terry Hawkins, who hasn't been a regular in the team, can come in and be the match winner.
Well, this is what a team is, isn't it? You know, a team is about lots of people contributing, and I don't think that, you know, the great thing for us, it's been so many different people that have contributed. You know, we are all about the team. It's always about the team. Nobody's more important than the team. And the players have been brilliant. You know, you look at our subs. The subs keep coming on and changing games for us. And, you know, we get credit for that as managers for making the right subs. But really, it's a group of boys that are for the team. Because you see other subs come on for other teams and they come on and are sulking and not playing for themselves and not the team. Ours are always for the team, and that's credit to them as people, because we've got a group of proper people.
Is what you've managed to do this season surprised even you? I know you had high expectations, but to win the league, 97 points, I mean, you want 100 points now, don't you?
We expect to do well. We work really hard and we believe in our skill set, but it's been an incredible season, isn't it? I think, you know, someone said to me in the week that if we won today and won promotion, that we'd be the most successful non-league team in the history of English football. And I'm not sure you can compare, but it did make me stand back and take stock. And yeah, I mean, it's been an incredible season. I think if you put a video film of it, you wouldn't believe it, would you? Because it's been brilliant, and that's testament to everyone. But it shows you what you can achieve when a lot of people come together. And a lot of people are willing to work hard, not just management, players, all the people behind the scenes. You guys support us all of the way and create a connection with us and the supporters. BBC Lincoln, you know, everybody is contributing, everybody's played their part. And when you have that real alignment, then and you have that real unity, you can be a really powerful force.
You've encapsulated probably 10 years worth of memories into one season. Have you got, is there any, I suppose today's the highlight? Any other moment?
Today is for Nicky and I to have come from obviously step five of non-league 10 years ago. We know how hard we've worked. When you're a part-time manager working in a full-time job, it's really tough.
Yeah.
It's really hard work. You have to do the hard yards, and it's been a great grounding for us in non-league football, but we wanted to earn the right, and we felt like we've earned the right.
You're just looking at the steward celebrating the steward behind you. Yeah, I mean, that sums up the sort of one club mentality, I guess.
Behave yourself, you lot. Don't want any ejections.
We've been on a few beers already.
What was it like when you were doing that lap of honour and stood in front of the co-op stand there?
You're just trying to take it in, because obviously it's a great moment, and you want to try to take it all in. It's so difficult too, because your head's like a washing machine.
I mean, early question. Yeah, what a season he's had.
Yeah, well,
great bit of business getting him to stay.
Two and a half hour journey to Stoke was probably one of the best journeys I've ever made in my life, because convincing him to stay and be part of it and has been obviously very, very important to the success of the team.
I mean, you'll hope to do well next season, won't you, in League Two? There's no reason why you can't.
This has to be a springboard, doesn't it? You know, we have to use this as a springboard. You know, we'll enjoy tonight. And it's important that they enjoy tonight, the players, because they've worked so hard. And when you ever work really hard and achieve something, then you have to enjoy it. But, you know, we have to use this as a springboard to push on there. This is a great football club. It's a really, you know, it could be a really powerful force. And, you know, we're looking forward to using this moment as a springboard and going forward now.
That's great. Thank you very much for having us, mate.
Dogged resilience.